Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways, if I can learn to talk, to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Byron Katie, a name that I'm sure is familiar to many of you. Today, Katie and I will be talking about the work, what it is, and how you can use this deceptively simple process to make huge changes in your life. But first, I want to remind you that Monday's show has now expanded. It used to be just the first and fifth Mondays of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And as of August, which we are in now, it is every Monday with the exception of the second Monday. So don't tune in next week, but every week except next week, I'll be on Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And there's a little bit of a different format with the Monday show from Tuesday's shows. And on Monday's shows, beginning last week, and so we'll be doing it this week as well, the last 15 minutes will take callers for intuitive coaching and tarot coaching. So you can get ready to call in at 45 minutes past the hour if you have a question that you'd like some guidance on. On a personal front, I finally moved. You guys have been hearing about it for the last 2 months as I've been putting my house up for sale and finding a new place to live and getting packed and doing all the things that go along with that. And I have to say that it is not for the faint of heart. After 13 years, almost 13 years of living in the house I was in, I went from a 3-bedroom house with an unfinished basement to a 1-bedroom apartment with a very small storage unit. So there was lots of purging going on, and everything is where it's supposed to be now. Not everything is unpacked, but at least it's in the right building and probably the right room where it's supposed to be. So that's a big relief. And so far, I'm really, really loving living in downtown Seattle. We've had beautiful weather over the last few days, and just to get out in the sunshine and walk around the city is wonderful. And I want to let you know, too, I've posted on my Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show, some pictures of the view from my new apartment, because yesterday was such a beautiful day. I just wanted to share what that view is, because it really is a lovely view. Seattle is really such a beautiful city. And I'm still continuing to have new experiences. On my way to the studio here today, I drove a zip car for the first time, because I'm not keeping my car. I'm selling my car. And so I'm learning other ways to get around besides driving my car all the time. And it didn't go quite as smoothly as it might have. My car did not work. And so I had to call them and have them unlock the car and give me a different card that was in the trunk of the car. You know, I mean, it all worked out. I got here on time and everything was fine. But I'm really kind of enjoying some of these new experiences. And at the same time, I'm looking to get a little more settled and back into my usual routine. So I'm really looking forward to getting everything unpacked and really starting to feel at home. Well, Byron Katie's been waiting while I've shared all this with you, so let me introduce her to you for those who don't know her. Byron Katie has one job: to show people how to end their suffering. She's been bringing the work to millions of people around the world for more than 20 years through her website, where everything you need in order to do the work is free, which I think is absolutely fabulous. She does public events, weekend workshops, the 9-day school for the work, and her 28-day turnaround house program. Byron Katie is the author of 3 best-selling books, Loving What Is, I Need Your Love, Is That True?, and 1,000 Names for Joy. Her other books are Question Your Thinking, Change the World, Who Would You Be Without Your Story, Peace in the Present Moment with Eckhart Tolle, and for children, Tiger, Tiger, Is That True? Let's welcome Byron Katie, the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Laura.
I am so thrilled to have you here. I absolutely love the idea of the work and, it's like many things in life where it's a simple idea, but it's not always easy to do.
Mm.
And I don't know if you would agree with that. Does it feel easy to you? It probably does after all this time.
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, we just, listening to you, we believe our thoughts or we question them. There's no other choice.
Right.
And so if we have unhappy lives and we understand how to question what we're believing about life, it changes all of that. It radically shifts it.
And, the ability to question? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
And you know, I've come from many years of depression, and I was simply, you know, I could see after the fact, I was simply believing my thoughts about life.
Right.
About me, about others, about life, situations. But when I put that, you know, in writing, I just took my mind out of my head and put it in writing. And there was my mind stopped. And then I could question those concepts, those beliefs, those thoughts one by one, and I found myself being freed up by just simply questioning what I was believing,
right,
what I was thinking and believing. And there was no one to tell me there would be a difference at all. I just had to make sense out of this head, as it was literally killing me. So it was really a state of grace to understand, in just being led to just noticing what was true and what wasn't, and noticing how I reacted when I would believe one of these thoughts that wasn't true for me.
Right.
And which sounds contradictory, but it's not. You know, when we believe our thoughts, that becomes our identity. It is our identity.
Right, and our beliefs are just thoughts, and we can change our thought to be anything we want it to be.
For me, when I questioned my thought, I didn't know what I would be left with.
Right.
I had no idea, so I wasn't changing what I think.
Okay.
I was just left with what was left, and I had no control over that. We believe what we believe, and for me, if I try to believe something else, I can't make myself believe what I don't believe.
Right.
I can't convince myself, and I used positive affirmations, and I felt really good because they were truer to my heart, but the other beliefs would override those.
Yes.
Make them entirely impotent. And those positive affirmations, again, they were truer to my heart. They matched my true nature. They were kind and full and brilliant and beautiful. But what I was believing overrode them. And they did not have much opportunity to live, no matter how hard I tried. So to question those other beliefs, it didn't leave anything to override them.
So when you started questioning them, what happened for you? Because you were then able to say, because the first question in the work is, you know, is this true?
Is it true?
Yeah.
Yes. So, for example, let's say I was married to a man at the time. He's since died of massive heart attack. He had several in those years that we were married. But he was very loud and very, very opinionated and very wonderful. But, for example, maybe I had the thought, he doesn't care about me.
Right.
And so that is a thought that it could easily be questioned. And, you know, those four questions and turnarounds that I work with, mm-hmm. I refer to them as the work. That's what Loving What is all about, and my other books. But he doesn't care about me. And the first question, is it true? And then, you know, this leaves him out of it. I have to go to my soul. I have to get real with myself. And that's what questioning my thoughts were all about. I just had to get real, to become authentic. And then the second question, he doesn't care about me. Can I absolutely know that it's true? He doesn't care about me. Can I absolutely know that it's true? He doesn't care about me. So again, it has nothing to do with him.
Right.
It has everything to do with what I'm thinking and believing. And then that third question, to notice how I react, what happens? Like, and I'll ask your listeners, how do you react? What happens when you think the thought, he doesn't care about you, or someone doesn't care about you, or a group of people, you know, that person in your life, those people in your life, notice how you react and what happens when you believe that thought. In any given moment, find a situation where you believe that and notice what happens emotionally and your feelings. And notice, do you begin to people please? Do you begin to sulk or turn in on yourself or out toward other people? Just notice how you react when you think that thought. And then that last question, that fourth question, who would I be in that same exact situation, in my case, standing with my husband, without the thought he doesn't care about me? And it's a whole different world.
Right.
It's the same world, but without the thought, it's amazing. Compassion lives in that place. I see my husband confused and lost and angry and really basically frightened. And I see why he has these heart attacks. You know, I see why he is upset. And then I invite people to turn the thought around. He doesn't care about me, turned around.
And when we come back, because we need to take a quick break right now, we'll talk about how to do the turnaround as well. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that last step of the turnaround with Katie. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Byron Katie, founder of The Work. And we're talking a little bit about what the process is to use The Work. And Katie's gone through the first few steps. And we're just going to talk about the turnaround. But before we do that, I want to let you know that if you'd like to call in and have an issue that you've got going in your life, have Katie work through an issue with you, the call-in number is 800-930-2819. And that's 800-930-2819. And you can call in now. But and before we talk about the turnaround, Katie, I'd love for you to share where people can go to get all this information on your website.
TheWork.com or ByronKatie.com, you know, either way. And again, everything is absolutely free on the site. There are paid events, of course, and we have facilitators all over the world that speak. I think we have 37 different languages up there of certified facilitators. And basically, everything of value is free at TheWork.com. And we have a helpline that people can call, and they don't ask your name or where you're from. Just bring in your concepts, what you're thinking and believing,
right?
Your problem, in other words, and those facilitators are available to assist in any way they can.
Wow, that is great! I think that's fabulous. So we've gone through the first few steps, which are to ask, is this true? Can I absolutely know that it's true? How do I feel when I think this thought? I hope I'm getting these in the right order. And then who would I be without that thought?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step is the turnaround, which helps you kind of shift to a different perspective, at least that's how I look at it. And can you say a little bit how that works?
It opens our minds to other things that are going on in the same space. When we're believing our thought, we're limited to that. But when we turn a thought around, for example, he doesn't care about me, turn it around to an opposite, he does care about me, And then to get very still, you know, to just contemplate he does care about me and begin to find examples in that situation where it's true that he is caring about you, and maybe he's not. But to get very still and contemplate that situation and see if you can just find one area where he has been caring. And if you find one, you can find two. If you find two, you can find three. And the mind begins to open up. And it shows you things in that space that the limited mind, it just, you know, we're closed off to it.
Right.
Limited is limited. And then another turnaround. He doesn't care about me. I don't care about me. And so in that situation, where is it that I have been uncaring toward myself? And to begin to contemplate those examples of where I'm being very uncaring to myself. And then to show a little compassion there and be still in that. And maybe a couple of amends could be in order, you know, self-love for
right.
that innocent one that becomes so available to us when we're really being still and looking again. And another turnaround, he doesn't care about me. I don't care about him. And again, to get very still and look back at that situation and that moment, where is it that I was being uncaring toward him? And again, are there things that I need to admit and apologize for and make right? This is about, you know, starting our lives over again and leaving no breadcrumbs behind us where a past and a future is no longer necessary because we're living so clearly and so lovingly and so freely that a past and future aren't necessary. They just cease to be, they cease to be a part of our life when we're living in the moment. But as long as we are holding grievances, we are destined to view our future out of those past grievances. So this is a very powerful way to leave us in a world where we can make a huge difference. You know, everything that we need to take care of is available to us right here, right now, and that's powerful.
It is, and when you first said that about, you know, that we don't need a past or a future when we let go of those things. And you did kind of say about holding on to grievances, but what occurred to me is that in order for me to continue to have the thought, he doesn't care about me, I have to have evidence that supports it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where looking to the past is, I mean, it's not helpful because it's perpetuating it is that in that case, I am wanting to hold on to that belief, and therefore I am looking for things that...
I'm just limited because I'm busy believing that. I'm attached to it. I'm believing it.
Mm-hmm.
But once the mind opens up to the other things that was in that space that I just described,
right?
When I have the thought, he doesn't care about me, it's gone. I see in that moment automatically where I'm not caring about myself, where I'm not caring about him.
Right.
Where he is caring about me. There's so much in that space that is just as valid as that original painful grievance. But my mind and my heart have been opened, and that's forever. Once the mind is open, it's open. You know, it's like if you're looking at a blue sky and someone tells you it's red, you're going to think, you know, well, they're colorblind or something, because
right.
to you, it's blue. You believe it.
Right.
And so you're left with that blue sky and good. But if it's a grievance, it's quite something else. And if someone tells me it's a red sky, I don't have to change their mind. I can appreciate, you know, with this open mind, I can appreciate that to them it's a red sky. And it could be at least as lovely in their world.
Right.
I don't have to fight for what I believe to be true, but I can open to their world and be added to and experienced expanded and rather than separate, I can flow in all these different worlds that are my world without confusion and suffering and
war. Part of what it sounds like to me too is that it's really depersonalizing everything. It's, you know, the fact that they think the sky is red or they see the sky as red does not invalidate that I see it as blue, whereas I think a lot of times we do feel like that. Well, if you see it as red, then one of us is wrong, right?
And that's war.
Yeah.
You know, it's separation, and it doesn't include. And you know, if we think war should, if politicians should end war in the world, let's look to ourselves first.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's not, you know, it's just not necessary to a clear mind. To a confused mind, it's necessary. That mind is their identity is threatened.
Right.
And that identity, you know, is I know I'm right. And the separateness involved in holding that identity, whereas, you know, the mind, the questioned mind, the open mind, it always includes. It's never threatened. It's not at war. It's always being expanded and grown. You know, if someone says, Byron Katie, you are wrong, I immediately open to that. They're about to grow me.
So it's not threatening to you.
They're about to add to my life. They're about to give me another point of view.
Right.
But if I'm at war holding my own out of that I know mind, I'm entirely limited and I separate and that's a lonely place. It's a place where our growth is being stunted. And we only look to ourselves to see, you know, who and what is stunting that growth, and it can't be anything outside of me. I have to look to myself and be responsible for my own limitations.
Well, and this is an aside, but it's related, and I know that you can use the work not only to deal with these thoughts and beliefs that we have about other people or situations external to ourselves, but also we can use it to work through beliefs that are not helpful about ourselves.
Yes, and if we look to what we're believing about other people, whose thoughts are those?
Right.
You know, so
exactly.
It's always about us. There's, you know, truthfully, there's nothing out there. There's only what we are believing.
Right. It's whatever
that's what creates the entire world.
Yeah, exactly.
And if we don't love our world, we need to look to ourselves.
Well, it's time to take another break, and I would like to invite listeners to call in at 800-930-2819. If you have a problem you'd like to have Katie help you with, 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Byron Katie, founder of the process called The Work. And we've been talking through how the work works, not to get punny or anything. And, you know, I'd really like to do an example of something that where it's a thought or a belief about myself. And I would love if you would help me with that. And one of mine that I struggle with is that, and where I beat myself up when I don't do as well as I would like to, is that I should be more patient. So how would I work through that?
Well, first find a situation where you believe that.
Okay.
So what is a situation where you were believing that you should be more patient?
Okay, a situation where I was believing that, okay, I can take this morning as an example when the zip car wouldn't open and I was feeling anxious about getting here on time, and I had to call them up, and she's asking me for, you know, all this information about myself, and, you know, I've given her my login and my email address and I don't know what else. And then she asked me some other stuff, and then she comes back and asks me for my birth date. And I just was like, really? I mean, really? I need to get in this car and I need to get going. Do you not already have enough information to know that it's me? So that's an example.
So you need to be more patient with her.
Yes.
Is it true?
Well, I mean...
Consider that moment when you believed it. You need to be more patient with her. Is that true?
It's usually after the fact that I feel like I should have been more patient.
Yeah, that's why we go into the situation. And we
okay.
Take a look. So, and the answer for your listeners, the answer is either yes or no to those first two questions, because, you know, this is something we're meditating on.
Right.
Allowing, you know, a high source, you know, a powerful source to meet those questions. So you need to be more patient with her. Is it true? Can you really know that it's true? You need to be more patient with her in that moment, in that situation.
Well, no, I can't really know that.
And notice how you react when you think the thought, I need to be more patient with her. And you had this thought later.
Right.
And maybe you had it then as well. So How do you react? What happens?
When I have that thought, then I feel shame that I didn't, that I wasn't more patient.
Yeah. So guilt, shame, and then you feel those emotions, and then you notice where you felt them, and then for a lot of your listeners, this is where addictions happen. This is where people look for the candy bar in their purse, or their, or they it may be a cigarette. For some people, it's it can be different for all of us, and for some of us, it doesn't exist in that space at all. It's just something to notice when we look at the question: how do I react? What happens when I think that thought? And all those emotions happen, and those feelings. So then, in that moment, who would you be without the thought, I need to be more patient with her?
Well, I would be someone who was not beating myself up for not being patient enough.
Yeah. And you can hear her question. She's asking, what is your birthday? What was it?
What's your birth date?
What is your birth date? And you hear her, who would you be without the thought? You hear her question, who would you be without the thought? I need to be more patient with her. And you can see the sun is shining.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much in that space. You can recognize that at least someone's on the phone.
Right, right.
some hope.
Yes, exactly.
She's not hanging up on you.
Right.
So then when we look at it, I need to be more patient with her. So what is an opposite? Turn it around to yourself. I need to be more patient with
with myself.
Perfect.
In this situation, it is perfect.
Yeah. She was just asking you a simple question, one you knew the answer to.
Well, it sounds simple as you guide me through it. But when we're in the midst of it, it doesn't always feel that way.
That's why the work is so powerful. It gives us the opportunity to go back and look again.
Yes.
To realize now what we weren't aware of then.
Yes.
And this can just change our lives forever. It's really waking up. Give me another example on I need to be more patient with myself in that situation.
In that situation, or?
In that situation. I need to be more patient with myself.
Okay, so I don't know that I'm following, so.
Okay. For me, it would be she's doing all of her paperwork.
Yes.
So that she can get help to me as soon as possible.
Okay.
I need to be more patient with myself. So that she can get her job done. I just need to give her my birth date.
Right.
Because, this is all about me, and this is how I'm going to give me the most reliable opportunity to get help, to be more patient with myself, and to notice how the emotions that are happening when I think she needs to be more patient, I need to be more patient with her, I'm unable to.
Right.
I can't.
Right.
I can't in that moment. So then, a little compassion can start to take hold in question four, who would you be without the thought? You saw clearly, that you that was so upset or impatient.
Right.
And, a little mercy there.
Yeah.
For that one, when you look back, she was just doing the best she could.
Right. And this is actually a realization that I have had very recently with the help of a practitioner that I see, that we really are always doing the best we can in the moment.
Yeah, we really are. And so that turnaround, I don't need to be more patient with her.
Right.
You know, I can see I didn't have the tools in that moment.
Right.
They weren't available to me.
So then by making a practice of doing the work, those start to become more available because I become more conscious.
More conscious, mind expanding, where we can look at that situation and with more compassion and clarity, and we cease to, you know, I haven't felt guilt, Laura. I haven't experienced guilt in years.
That's wonderful.
Maybe more than two decades.
Wow.
Or shame. Or, you know, this work really works because we're depending on those answers within us and not the world.
Yes. Yeah.
And when we really get to know ourselves, we really do fall in love with our innocence. And with that power within us, it's always there. We can always tap into it, and it's always going to serve us. It's just a matter of asking and waiting. So, you know, that's the power of inquiry. Inquiry has been, it's been so important throughout the ages. And this is one that just came to me naturally in that moment of recognition I experienced on the floor one day when my life was so painful. I didn't believe I had the strength to take another breath, and it really was divine intervention.
Yes,
and it's so user friendly that, you know, I'm watching just millions of people all over the world just find these four questions on the website, and and they've never met me, or they've read Loving What Is, and just finding freedom from just, you know, that book and inquiry and learning to tap into that power that's inside of each of us.
And unfortunately, we're now at the end of our time for today, and I appreciate so much you having this conversation. And before we go to the break, would you please tell people again how they can find all the tools they need for free?
They can go to thework.com or byronkatie.com.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's all there.
It's all there, and they can even
they
call.
They can also go to YouTube, and there are so many free videos that I put up there.
Well, thank you so much. I do really appreciate you having this conversation with me. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll take your calls for intuitive readings with Tarot or without. The call-in number for that is 800-930-2819. Again, if you want to get some guidance on an issue, 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819. For the Sandy Brewer Show. Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Byron Katie. And if you're interested in using the work in your own life, everything is free at her website, thework.com or byronkatie.com. And I first got introduced to Byron Katie about 3.5 years ago, and I find this process to be really helpful. So I hope that you'll check it out yourself. So if you are interested in having an intuitive reading or a tarot reading for a situation that you're struggling with right now, now is the time to call in 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. And while we're waiting for Benny to get those calls, let me just share a few other things with you. So if you want to get more information about other ways to move forward in your life, if you're really feeling stuck, then you can get lots of help at The Laura Longley Show on Facebook, Twitter. I'm Laura Longley Show. It's LauraLongleyShO. And always at my website, thelauralongleyshow.com. The guests that we have on the show are really designed to be people that will help you move forward in your life when you're feeling stuck and you don't know what to do. So, do we have a caller for a question?
We do. Let's take Kathy. She's calling in from Woodinville. So, Kathy, welcome to the Laura Longley Show.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. It's such a beautiful day. Thank you so much.
Isn't it lovely? Yeah.
Yes, I'm loving
the summer we're having. It's great.
Oh, I know. I know.
So, how can I help you?
Okay. Well, I guess I'd like to know. I don't usually like to ask these questions, but if you could just help me with the future of my. Not the future, because I don't like those questions, but...
I don't tell the future anyway, so...
Okay, I don't mean that. I mean, just this career thing going on. It's like I'm doing something that I thought it was my path, but it just is such a struggle. It's so frustrating, and what my heart's desire is doesn't seem to want to show up. And so I'm just kind of, is what I'm doing now, is it something I'm supposed to be doing that is, and,
okay.
Oh, there's 444. All right. Okay. I think I got my answer.
Oh, really?
Not really. I'm not liking it. So tell tell me something more.
All right.
What else is possible? Okay.
So the question I'm going to ask is, what does Kathy need to know about her career path?
Yeah.
What information would be helpful for Kathy to know? And here we go. So the card, this is very interesting. The card that came up is the 16 in the major arcana, which is the Tower. And the Tower, do you know about the Tower?
I know what it looks like.
Yeah, it is destructuring old forms. So what that means is that you're needing to tear down what is now in order to build what you're going to do going forward.
Huh, okay, I wonder what that is. So, you know, because I'm doing something different now than I want to do.
Right.
So do I have to tear down this too in order to go forward, I guess?
Yes. So it, you know, I mean, it could simply be the letting go of what you're doing now. Because do you feel like what you're doing now is blocking you from doing what you want to do going forward?
Oh, gosh, that's such a huge question. No, it is something to do. Okay.
Right.
It is, but it's such a struggle to make the ends meet with it because it's all on commission
it's not what you want.
And it's not what I want.
Yeah,
and
it's not what you want. So,
and then okay.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking, so there's a couple of ways we can look at this. The other thing can be that the destructuring of old forms might be tearing down old beliefs that are preventing you from building what you want to build.
There you go. There you go. And I am working on that. I am, and maybe, because I am really, really working on that with so many different, EFT and
right.
Releasing technique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, can I ask the question, is it just so deep? Am I getting there? Am I getting to the beliefs? I know what the beliefs are.
Okay. Let me ask that. Let's ask if, you know, is what you're doing, is there something more you need to be doing, or is what you're doing going to lead you where you need to go?
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So what we got is 7, the Chariot. And Chariot is moving forward. So I think that what you're doing is what you need to be doing to move forward. And
okay.
I'll add one more thing that I've been doing recently. And if you listen to the show, you might have heard me talk about it. And that's body talk. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. In the past, I have, yes.
Yeah, and so
that
is really, it helps you to shift subconscious beliefs. And the problem with subconscious beliefs is that we cannot shift them consciously. It is a subconscious process. And so my practitioner uses both body talk and Psych K, which also addresses subconscious beliefs, and hypnosis does as well. So those might be some other things you want to look into that'll help you move forward with that.
Okay, so now I have a hypnosis CDs. I have just, you know, like 20 of them that I'm supposed to listen to at night while I sleep. But I wasn't seeing any benefit with it. Now, is that something that is actually working or can work that I can use?
It definitely is something that can work. I don't know what your source is for them, so I don't know how good they are. But that might be something to look into.
Be quite the guy. It's a program I bought. Stephen Jones or somebody. Anyway.
Yeah. So Kathy, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go now because we're going to have to close
thank
out
you.
Here. But good luck to you. All right.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was Kathy, and we're going to wish her luck on finding her right path and shifting her beliefs to be able to do whatever it is that really speaks to her. A few announcements before we close out here. I just want to remind you that you can sign up to get my weekly newsletter, and that will share with you our upcoming guests. It'll give you access to the audio archives for previous guests, as well as written transcripts of all the previous shows. And you can get that at thelauralongleyshow.com in the right sidebar. Just sign up for the newsletter. I want to thank my guest today, Byron Katie, for sharing all this information about how to turn your life around using the work. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And now on every Monday, except the second Monday, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or Transformation Talk Radio. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific, I'll be talking with psychic medium Rick Hayes about living life supernaturally, and Rick will be taking your calls to connect with your loved ones who have passed on. I hope you tune in to find out what life is like on the other side and how our life here affects our lives there. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.